Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Vulgar Burrito Podcast. I'm Dave.
I'm Mike.
Welcome to episode 20. And right away, I have to apologize to someone special to us.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Tugs McGillicuddy.
Yeah.
He was a paid sponsorship for McGillicuddy's weenus cream, firming weenus cream. And I said enus cream. I don't know why I had Curtis Enos, the NFL running back, on my mind. I don't know who the hell sits there and thinks of Curtis Enos.
I don't know.
But anyway, he reached out to us.
He was none too pleased.
No. He pays us in Skittles. Multi-flavor. We don't stick with just the one flavor.
Yeah.
He switches it up. He gives us the tropical. We told him no more of the smoothie ones.
Oh, yeah. Those
are terrible.
Gross. Yeah.
Unless Skittles becomes a sponsorship, then they are the best thing.
Yeah. Ever. We love you, Skittles.
So he was really pissed off, and he said, how am I supposed to sell this product if you're pronouncing the name wrong? And you came up with the idea is maybe you can get Curtis Enos to promote the firming weenus cream, which I think is a great idea. With that said, I apologize to Tugs. Everything's straightened out now, and I said from the get-go, it is weenus cream.
Weenus cream.
Firming weenus cream.
Weenus cream. And you should probably go over again what the weenus is.
You're right. A lot of people are...
Just so people aren't, you know, thinking penis because...
Right. You know. Why would we even mention that on this show? Grow up.
Yeah.
Get
your head out of the gutter, people.
Sick sense of humor. The weenus is a slang term, but, you know, I'm sure doctors use it too. I can't see a doctor saying, well, it's the scrolla carani, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
No. It is the weenus. It is the part of the elbow, the skin, the little saggy skin that, you know, is smooth as a child. But as you get older, it
loosens up.
It loosens up.
Sags a little.
And yeah. It kind of looks like a elbow scrotum.
Yeah. Which might be the medical term for it.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Yeah. Well, you have AIDS and you have a saggy elbow scrotum.
Inflammation of your elbow scrotum.
So, McGillicuddy's firming weenus cream.
Yep.
Not sure where it's available yet.
Just knock on the dumpster behind Lowe's and say Nickelback, and Tugs will pop up.
It's awesome. Give you the weenus cream.
The password is Nickelback.
Yep. So, moving on from that.
I have a question I wanted to ask you. And I know we haven't talked about our Cleveland Browns in a while. I just have to ask you, as we're, you know, the Browns are off to an okay start.
Sure. No one expected us to be 4-2.
4-2.
Right.
What are your thoughts on Baker Mayfield right now?
I'm mixed.
Where do you stand?
You know, you can always be emotional after a game.
Mm.
I'm sure, like many Browns fans, after that game, I'm like, done, garbage, trash. He's been trash.
Mm.
Get him out of here.
Yeah.
You know, then sitting back, getting to process it. Realize, you know, you are 4-2. He just can't seem to beat the big teams. But maybe that's where people expected us to be right now, is you're beating the teams that you should beat. You're losing to the teams that you're just not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
You're just not there. You know, a little more in favor towards him now, you know, whatever. But then I also go back to the guy's mechanics, the fact that he's not a pocket quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I want him to succeed. I do. I want him to be the... Everybody's tired of looking for the guy.
Yeah,
we don't want to go through this anymore. So as much as we can make a million excuses for this kid and, oh, he's tough as nails. That's great. You're tough as nails, dude. Mama didn't raise no wuss. But guess what? You came out of last week's game. So let's stop with the cute little phrases and realize it's a brutal game. You could get hurt.
Yeah.
You know, fact is you're tough as nails and you want to be out there. That's great. But you suck as a quarterback, dude. Like,
yeah,
that's my thought. Like, I'm sure he's a cool dude to hang out with. You know what I mean? I'm sure many people that he went to college with are like, he's a great guy, man. That has nothing to do with football.
Yeah.
He does seem like a great guy. And, you know, he does seem like he in the future has a little career in acting.
Yeah.
You know, his commercials are funny.
Mm-hmm.
But as a mechanically sound quarterback, I just don't think he's it, man. Yeah. And I think it worked for him in college, kind of like Johnny Manziel, where it's just like, I can throw a ball up and lob it, and somebody's coming down with that ball. It doesn't work that way in the NFL. Yeah. Where you throw that ball, there's usually a defender right there, and he's been doing a lot of lobbing lately, and it doesn't work out. Yes, I hate to go through the whole, we got to find the guy, but you know what? You brought Case Keenum in for a reason. I think Johnny, see, that's how bad
it is. There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. I think Baker has shown to be so consistently inconsistent.
Yeah.
I think next year you're looking to draft another quarterback. I gotta be honest.
Yeah. I agree. And, I don't necessarily know draft. I would like them to go out and try to bring in maybe a veteran guy. I mean, there's a lot of rumors about Aaron Rodgers moving on from Green Bay after the year.
Mm-hmm. Matt Ryan,
who you can go either way on. But yeah. I think what our division needs, what we need from a quarterback is we can't have this undersized quarterback that's not really mobile anymore. And we need somebody with the defenses of Pittsburgh and Baltimore in our division. We either need a big quarterback or we need somebody like a Deshaun Watson or you know, a mobile guy who can throw and kill you with the run if necessary.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but it takes their quick read and go, you know, Michael Vick-esque.
Yes.
Where you're still going through your reads,
you
know, and I've tried to explain this to Connor of how fast it works in the NFL. Maybe someday we could probably bring Ricky on at some point and kind of go through this conversation with him. I'm talking about former Iowa quarterback, former NFL quarterback Ricky Stanzi. We know him.
Yeah.
He lives in this area. It'd be interesting to bring him in and just kind of really gain a sense of the speed of the NFL.
Yeah.
Because as far as I understand, you've got a three-step drop, which is your typical, you know, I'm sure you could have a two-step on a slant route, maybe even a one, you know, hike and throw, whatever.
Yeah.
But typically, what, three-step drop? And by the time you're taking that step forward after your three-step up, you're releasing the ball.
Yeah.
And in those 3 fast seconds of stepping back, you've taken your 3 reads.
Mm-hmm.
Who's open? You know?
Exactly.
And if you're not releasing that ball by then, and, you know, if you have the time, you go back to your reads.
Yeah.
If you can see the pocket collapsing on you, then it's time to make a decision. You're either throwing the ball away, or if you have room to run, you go, but we don't have that guy.
No.
So what's he do? He sits back there and basically panics.
Yeah.
He doesn't release the ball, or when he does, he makes a horrible decision. Yeah. And if you're in the league for 10 years and he stays our quarterback for 10 years, I'm sure he could eventually figure it out.
Yeah.
But now's not that time.
No.
You either have it coming in or you don't.
Yeah. And everybody makes the excuse of, you know, a short quarterback. Well, Drew Brees is a short quarterback.
Sure.
Well, yeah, but Drew Brees is also one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play the game.
He got it.
Yeah.
He got it.
And, I mean, how many times have we seen Baker have a pass batted at the line?
Yeah.
I mean, almost multiple times every game. I just, you know, I'm at the point where we have these offensive weapons. Like, I mean, this is like a Pro Bowl team of offensive weapons.
And we're going
to
lose
them. And it's going to waste. And you can already tell Odell Beckham's not happy.
Yep.
And maybe part of that is because the Browns aren't, you know, they're a run-first team, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But when they do pass, it's to the tight end or to the guy going short route over the middle.
5-yard passes.
I know I get knocked by my brother in our group texts every week about, you know, bashing the Browns. But my problem really isn't with the Browns. I love what they have done as an organization. I think it's time to really find that a quarterback. And I think they kind of dropped the ball on that. I mean, you obviously had to give Baker this year. But I would love to see them bring in Cam on a 1-year deal to back him up.
Sure.
And to probably pressure to him.
There'd been nothing wrong with having Case and Cam, you know. And there's your quarterback battle right there is Cam and Case because you know Baker's your guy. But as soon as Baker baked, then you had one of those guys, whoever won out in the, you know, practice league in the summer.
Yeah.
There you go. There's your next guy up.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard one of the best statements or whatever you want to call them on the radio, and it really made sense to me. We constantly have excuses for our quarterbacks because everybody's sick of it. We want to have the guy.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what we do. We start off with, well, he doesn't have any weapons, you know?
Yeah.
Then we get the weapons. Well, he doesn't have a good line.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have a good line.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't have a run. You got to have a run game to be a good quarterback. Now you have the run game.
Mm-hmm.
but you're still missing one thing. A lot of people are going to jump to mm-hmm. It's the defense.
Yeah, well, you know what the one is now is everyone using is like, well, the system, he's playing under a different system yeah. every year. I'm like, if you're a good enough quarterback,
you can figure
that
out
that shouldn't matter.
It's the excuses are running, and you know what, we do that a lot. I know mm-hmm. we're all passionate fans and we want to see the Browns succeed.
Yeah.
We want to see our quarterback succeed. But when it's not happening, we are so quick to jump to excuses. Mm-hmm. I get maybe the first year.
Yeah.
You know, because we saw Baker do yeah. what he did his rookie year. What the hell happened?
The tape is out on him now.
Yeah.
I mean, you've seen, you know, this past week with Pittsburgh.
Yep.
Pittsburgh was not scared of Baker throwing the football at all.
Heck no.
Which is why they packed the line and yep. stuffed the run, and they got to Baker because they were not afraid of yep. him throwing the football.
They knew what he
that
was going
to
do.
That is your rival. That's a team you need to beat to win the yep. division, and they don't respect your quarterback.
Nope. So nothing against him. I'm sure he's yeah. a great guy. I'm sure, dude, I'd love to hang out with him. It'd be fun. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I just like him. I personally like him. I wish he was the guy.
Sure.
But I have not seen anything since his rookie year that makes me confident that this is our franchise quarterback. Yeah.
And you know what? I'm sure the organization notices that,
too. I think they
too,
know it, too.
Because they would have already, you know, you got Patrick Mahomes that got mm-hmm. that huge quarterback. There's been people getting a lot of big contracts. Miles Garrett. If you were that secure with that dude, mm-hmm. you would have locked him up. And
yeah.
you're not.
And you're,
so,
yeah.
It just shows. But I guess like we always do, man, we hope for the best and we'll see what happens.
Expect the worst.
Yeah. Yes. All right. Well, since now we're absolutely depressed. No, I'm just kidding. So when you got over here, and I've been telling you all week, Connor got the Oculus Quest. Mm-hmm. My wife, Mary, bought it for him. Early Christmas present.
Shout out to Mary.
She got me a Switch the week before.
I can't wait to see what I get.
Oh, man. She got you the bill.
The bill. Yeah, I got the bill.
So, yeah, if any new systems are coming out, Mary, I'll let you know.
Yeah, PS5. Mike needs a PS5.
Mike's looking for a PS5.
I got the headset. I ordered the headset yesterday, yeah. So I'm ready.
You could be sitting there on launch day with your headset on. Pretending to play the PS5. But, yeah, so he got the Oculus. We set it up. That thing is out of control. Crazy, like,
oh, yeah.
amazing. So when you got over here, I told you, you know, to be able to talk about it today, I wanted you to try it.
Yeah.
And so what's your initial thoughts? Tell people, like, putting on the Oculus for the first time. Walk us through it.
Yeah, any VR thing I had never tried before. I'd been wanting to. You know, you put the headset on, you're kind of like, wow, there's a lot of setting up to do and whatnot. But once you're in it and you just kind of look, you know, you turn all the way around and you just see this, you know, this different scene all around you. It just makes you feel like you're not in this world anymore.
Yep.
It's amazing. I'm overwhelmed thinking about it because it's just such a completely different experience than yeah. sitting in front of your TV playing something. It's so immersive.
I like, so he had one where you were just in the house or whatever. You saw it, the house that you're in, you were looking yeah. around the house.
Yeah.
And it's just that wide open forest. Like you're, mm-hmm. it's got the balcony with the forest. Dude, I could just sit in there forever.
Yeah.
Because it's like, wow, that's amazing. Like, it looks like I'm in this place. You're almost like on a little mini vacation. It's just, mm-hmm. you're out of, it's insane. It's definitely more active, like you're moving around and doing all, you know, rather than just sitting in front of a screen. I think that's a pretty awesome feature.
Yeah, yeah. It's a nice way to change it up.
Yeah.
You know?
I got to be honest. I thought it would be a waste of money.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's one of those things where I'm like, oh, I'm just going to play it twice and be done.
Yeah.
He's been on that thing every day.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of like, waiting for more games, and mm-hmm. you talked about that Star Wars game coming out.
Yeah, there's a Star Wars game coming out for that. That looks amazing.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm excited about that.
And, yeah.
You know, it's really not my system, so, you know, I guess I'll just play it when I can or whatever. Yeah. But, so I guess on this episode, we're recommending two products, McGillicuddy's Weenus Cream and Oculus Quest 2.
Oculus Quest
2. Use them both at the same time.
Sure. While you're rubbing your weenus, you can play some VR.
Oh, look at the game. I'm rubbing my virtual weenus. What else you got?
So I've had this question for a while, and I figured now would be a good time to ask it, especially since we've been on like a video game roll here as of late. Is there a game, whether it's, you know, from the current gen systems to, you know, NES, Genesis, SNES, is there one game that you never beat that you wish you did or could go back and play to beat?
Why I'm thinking of one. while I'm thinking of one, I'll tell you one game that did. And it, I got all the way to the very last guy on Super Mario RPG. Now, this is back, I forget when that game came out, 97 maybe, 96, 97? Regardless when it came out. I got to the last guy and I never could beat him. I don't think I raised my characters enough, and it was just one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Classic Mini came out,
mm-hmm.
Super Nintendo Classic Mini. And I can't remember if I hacked it or if it's on there.
I think it's on there.
It's on there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't hack. What the? That's illegal. Wouldn't ever do that. Yeah, so I went through and I played the whole game and beat it. I was very satisfied, and the ending sucks.
No,
it's terrible. I think it's almost one of those thanks for playing.
Oh, yeah.
Like one of those weak.
You can't do that.
Yeah, bullshit. Final Fantasy II for Super NES. I needed a certain weapon to beat the last guy, and I could not find it. Turns out, years later, I remember thinking, like, I wonder why the hell I couldn't, you know, find that thing. There's like a hidden bridge, like an invisible bridge that leads you to the treasure chest that has that sword in it. Well, that's why I could never find it. Goddamn thing was invisible. Anyway.
How the hell are you supposed to know that as a kid?
Yeah. Really? Is there one for you?
Yeah.
I'll think while you're...
There is one, and I don't know what my attraction was to this game. I think because when we got our Nintendo, and I don't know if you'll remember, you might remember this. Oh, you probably will remember this. When we got our Nintendo, my parents bought this big black book. I don't know if it came with it or what, but it was like a strategy guide with multiple Nintendo games in it. And it had this game in it, and I remember just like looking at, because, you know, it would have the map, like, you know, the lines of like the... like how the map would be of what's coming and stuff. Finally, I saw that game at the video store and I rented it, and that game was Rygar.
Oh my God, Rygar was so hard.
So hard. So hard. But I loved it. I never got very far in it, but for some reason, I just had this like love of playing it, even though like I never got very far. I'm pretty sure it was remade for the PlayStation 2. I think it was either PlayStation 2 or PlayStation 3.
Hmm.
It was either early on in 3 or like towards the end of 2, it was remade.
Like,
and it was
totally
completely
remade?
Different. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Yeah. And I never beat it. And just
Michael Jackson did.
So then, recently, within the last few months, it became available on the NES on the Switch Online.
Yep.
Where you can save.
Yes. And you can hold the triggers and rewind if you die.
Yeah, yes, you can rewind too. Uh-huh. Yeah. So you can save and you can friggin' rewind.
Yep.
So I did start that. I haven't played it much lately, but I have it saved. So
there is a game I've been doing like that once you brought that up was Star Tropics, because that's on there too.
Oh yeah, Star Tropics.
And I never beat Star Tropics. I got very far, but I've never beat it, and I've already got through two bosses as of last night. And yeah, it's fun to go back and play those old games.
That rewind option that you have,
it's
oh
nice.
My God, yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
Well, with Star Tropics, that was a fun game too. I never owned that, but I would borrow it from our buddy of ours, and I would never get very far, but it was fun.
There's things, I wish life had a rewind button like that, because Nintendo was just kind of going away, and Super NES was the new hot thing, and there were just bargain bins of games, and I remember Toys R Us selling Star Tropics in the box, sealed, $5 a piece. There was like 100 copies in there. I don't know why Star Tropics, but maybe they overshot the amount they were going to sell or something. But yeah, $5, and I never bought one. And I and now looking back, I'm like, I could have had like 10 sealed copies of Star Tropics, selling them for about $200 a piece, which I know is not a ton of money, but
no.
I'd love to have a copy for myself. So
yeah.
Yeah, so Star Trek. I'm sure there's many more. I'm sure. I'm just not thinking of it real quick.
Yeah, Rygar has always been the one that stood out to me just because it was so hard.
Yep.
You know, in trying to find the grappling hook, which I did find on the Wii.
Yeah, that game is tough. Speaking of getting things in the box, there's a guy that posted his entire collection on Marketplace on Facebook, right? $120,000.
Wow.
He's from Eastlake, which is... for anybody listening, is close to where we live, maybe about, 20 minutes, 25 minutes, something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I messaged the guy immediately because I'm like, I can see that he is willing to sell individually, and he's local. So I'm like, this is my shot to get my history back.
Mm-hmm.
And so I message him, and I'm like, do you have any Sega CD and stuff like that? This guy's got everything, dude. I'm not even kidding. He has got every Nintendo game ever released except for 17 titles.
Wow.
So think about it. So he's got like 748 games, right? Most of the systems he have are complete. You know, and so I'm pulling out some like stops, like I wonder if he has this. So I asked for Panzer Dragoon Saga, which,
oh yeah,
if you know, that game sells for about 1,200, 1,500 mm-hmm. in good condition, sometimes up to 2,000. Like if you have it sealed, you could be talking about a $5,000-$6,000 game.
Wow.
So he sent me a screenshot. Yep, got it. And I'm like, oh my God. Oh, I just did a little saga in my jeans. So yeah, I'm like literally asking him for games and, you know, which ones he has. And then he says, random question, did you used to work at the mall? And I said, yeah, I ran Video Game Exchange. He goes, and I said it later on in life, I opened up my own video game store called World of Games. He goes, I remember you. He's like, dude, I was the manager at Electronics Boutique, you know? And I'm like, holy crap, man. He goes, I remember when you had your store, not the Video Game Exchange, but World of Games.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you like came up and bought like 20 copies of Grand Theft Auto.
I remember. I was just thinking about
that. And I'm like, holy crap, what a small world, man. Yeah. So yeah, we've been chatting, and he said his buddy was Dave, the kid I hired, Dave Nero.
Yeah.
He was friends with him. So so we're still communicating, and I caught Mary trying to email him last night, probably because I asked him about games, so she was going to buy some games from him for me. Not that I would stop you, Mary, but, you know, she buys a lot, so I'm like, oh, man, it's so nice to have that, but, it is just video games. I don't want to spend a ton of money on them, but there are some gems in there that
right?
I love.
Yeah, if he's got everything.
Yeah. I can let you know what I got after I'm all said and done. I've been asking about Super NES games and Nintendo games and Sega games. I mean, dude, he's got everything.
That's amazing. Like, I never once thought the whole time as a kid, you know, from Nintendo through like, I need to hold on to this stuff because it's going to be worth money.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, how much can I get for all this? Yeah. And then I go to GameStop. He's like, here, $20.
Yeah. Here's $250, which is more common what you get.
$2.
I'll give you. Yeah. They give you $3 for the game.
$3. I just opened it.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
Yeah. I opened it in your store and decided not to buy it. Nah, $3.
No.
I got my receipt. Nah, $3.
$3. One time I tried to trade in. I got two games for, I can't remember. For some reason, I had two of the same game. I think I got somebody, like, I got it for, like, my birthday or something. And I took it up. I didn't even open it. I took the double up there, and I tried to trade it in. I'm like, we can't take it because it's not open. Or because it's, you know, it's still in the wrapper. So I was like, all right. They gave it back to me, and I was like, you can't open it in here. You have to open it outside. Bring it back in. They're like, $25.
Like, it's high security in
like,
there.
Like, what the fuck?
I can't actually see you do it, sir. Besides that, the collection thing.
Unless they want to be a sponsor, then that never happened.
Yeah. So, yeah, to finish things up here, I want to bring up a story I was thinking about today, because when we were talking about early in the week about what we would talk about, and I thought, man, I'm just going to pull some random stops out on you. And one story that cracks me up that I figured I would tell, we're very fortunate to have some like celebrity interactions and stuff like that. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember, you weren't there, but I'm sure I've told you the story. Do you remember me meeting Chris Jericho?
This was in Cancun, right?
Cancun, Mexico,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, I remember this story, yeah.
Yeah, so we're at Pat O'Brien's. I think it's called Pat O'Brien's.
I think that's a
car
dealership.
Car dealership. I can't think of the name of it.
It's a local car dealership.
Yeah, what the hell was the name of that place? Pat O'Brien's. Pat O'Brien's classic Chevrolet. Meet Chris Jericho today.
Pat O'Brien. I think it's a Honda store.
Damn, I can't remember what the name of the place was. It was like a Irish themed place, and I don't know what it. Anyway, they were doing a Mardi Gras theme night.
Mm-hmm.
We were sitting there walking around. There's some really good stories, but the best one of that night, and Lita was there too. Lita from the WWF, WWE, whatever the hell you want to call it. She was actually real rude. Like, she acted like she didn't even want to be there. You know, she got up on stage, made her little appearance, and then was like, "Yeah, let's go." So, were they were dating or something at the time, weren't they?
I don't know if they ever dated.
Maybe they just went there together.
It might have been like a WWE like thing that they were like, okay, so when Chris Jericho and Lita will be making like a might have been an appearance thing.
Okay. And during spring break in Mexico, at least at that time, there's always, I mean, Jackass was there. All the people from Jackass, Johnny, they rode right awesome. By me and Ryan with They were like completely naked on their mopeds and they were driving down the strip. Steve-O did like some couple jackass things on stage at one place we didn't go to. But there's a bunch of people. We heard Exhibit and Snoop were down there. So you're always on the lookout, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we're at this place, and I assure you it was not a car dealership. But I said to Ryan, I said, is that Chris Jericho? And he's like, yeah, I think it is. So I started walking over there. Now, back in the day, I would carry my CD with me at all times. Uh-huh. I had to promote that, you know? So I had three CDs in my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
So I walk up to Jericho and I'm like, hey, man, you know, and I was like, you care if you get a picture, you know? So Ryan took a picture. I have that picture. I hate the picture because I'm drunk as hell in it. My eyes are like halfway shut.
Well, now you got to post it to our Facebook page.
Yeah, if I can find it. So I remember I didn't want to just hand him a CD and then him have to carry it around the whole night.
Yeah.
So my first instinct was, hey, man, do you have a big pocket?
Oh, God.
The look on his face, I thought he was going to drop me. He goes, a what? And I said, oh, my God, a pocket, like jeans pocket, you know, shorts pocket, whatever. I said, I have a CD. I said, I just didn't want you to have to carry it around, so I've seen if you had a big enough pocket to carry it. Dude, I just could not make up for the how stupid it sounded saying, do you have a big pocket? Oh, my God. I would have been okay if he put me in the Walls of Jericho. Oh,
you might. That's probably what he thought you wanted after asking if he had a big pocket.
Oh, God.
You make me tap out.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's so... So dumb of me.
Yeah, have a big pocket.
But I remember talking to him, and I'm like, man, you know, if you hear anybody needing like an intro to walk out, man, like I would do anything. I didn't even realize he was into music at that time with his band Fozzy and all that. I never knew that because that would have been a good conversation to have. Like, you're into music, I'm into music, you know. During our little short conversation, that's when Lita walked off the stage. She's like, let's go, Chris. Like, okay. Like, why enjoy yourself in Mexico? Let's go.
Well, they probably had a tight schedule to keep, you know. They probably had to keep kind of...
Yeah.
You never... I mean, WWE travels so much. But yeah, you would think...
You could still put on a smile and, you know,
yeah,
like nicely say things. But I guess when you're a rude bitch, it doesn't make... Oh. I'm just kidding.
Unless you want to come on the show, Lita, and defend yourself.
Yeah. Well, I go for that. But yeah, that's my one story I thought about randomly today. When I was
so did he take your CD?
He did.
Nice.
He did. He took my CD. And what's funny is I realized all my information on there was set up to contact me through my website and all that stuff, which was Schizo. And then I ended up getting sued and had to take it all down. So I'm like, I wonder if he ever called me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wonder. Or emailed
to do a song with Fozzy.
Yeah, I doubt that, but... You know, just maybe, I don't know.
His band, within like the last 2 years, like I'd say they've gotten more popular.
Oh, wow.
I think, within like the last 2 years, I think people have taken him like seriously as a musician.
That's
cool. And it seems like his band is.
Maybe it took getting away from the theatrics.
Yeah, I think so. I think when you're a wrestler, you know, people kind of like, well, he's a wrestler. He can't be that good of a rock star.
Yeah. The Rock, he's a wrestler. He can't be that good of an actor. You know?
I know. Shout out to Chris Jericho.
Yeah.
Huge Jericho fan.
Yeah, same here, man.
30 years. He's been wrestling. He's been in the business for 30 years.
Wow, good for him. Another quick fact. Do you remember having a party at my apartment in Deepwood and I got put in the Walls of Jericho?
I do. And you threw up shortly
after.
And I threw
up shortly after. Funny story about that. Flaming Dr. Pepper. That's what did it. And the only reason it did it was I remember taking my 32-ounce collector's cup from the Brown Stadium that we all went to.
Yeah.
You, me, Joe Harsh, and Ryan. Was it Ryan?
Right. I think so. Was that the...
The coldest game ever?
Oh, I think it was just me and Ryan. I think it was just the three of us.
Okay.
Yeah, remember we were just getting covered with snow and the Titans are blowing out the Browns.
Eddie George had like 150 yards by halftime.
Uh-huh. Which is when we left.
So I remember taking that cup and downing that Dr. Pepper, which most people drop a shot glass in the Dr. Pepper. Someone had put an entire glass. Because I remember it as I tilted back. I remember the 16-ounce glass hitting my lip and kind of busting it.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember thinking to myself, wait a minute. Did I just drink like a fifth of whiskey? Like, what the hell? You know, and yeah. And that
and you did.
And shortly thereafter, the walls of Jericho then throwing up.
Was that Terry?
Terry Mills, yeah.
You were like half.
We don't even know how he showed up, remember?
He just was there.
He was just there. I don't think anybody called. I don't even know how he knew. But
you were half underneath your computer desk.
Computer desk, yeah. My head had hit the wall. That was good times.
Oh,
so, yeah. And with that, we get to the part of the show we call the wrap-up.
Wrap it up.
This is a pretty fun episode. We talked about some random things. We did talk about yet another Browns quarterback that may be not what we expected. Yeah. And talked virtual reality and random stories from the past. Even hard-to-beat Nintendo games. And I guess that would be the question of the week, right?
To all our gamers out there, is there a game that you never beat and that you wish you did?
Cool. I like it. Yeah, so post that on our Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Let us know. But with that, this has been the Vulgar Burrito Podcast. I'm Dave.
I'm Mike.
Catch you guys next episode.
Peace.
Out.